This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with more talk about the Grammys. This time, Kanye West, he tweeted that... it was bizarre. Let me begin with that. He said that he doesn't want to have sex with Kamala Harris. Why? He says because she's a loser. Then he went back to apologize to her kids and showed up last night at the Grammys with his wife. And see, Fatboy was disappointed that Bianca would be out of the picture. But Fatboy, just to let you know, Bianca is with Kanye. And she's just as naked as ever.
Oh, yeah, it's... so awkward at this point.
God bless.
Your dad's not a fan.
And if you see the picture, she has on a black kind of fur coat, like, and then she is virtually naked.
The one where they're walking
like
back.
Holy crap, man.
That's what she wears when they go out, and they're just walking up and down the street.
Like, she's not wearing clothes.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to look, man. If we out here, I'm gonna be looking at her. Don't get mad at me if I'm looking at your naked wife. You know?
So
that should be a good rule in general, though, for anybody. Don't get mad at me if I look at your naked wife.
Oh, she's wearing a thong, but still. Well, I mean, her boobs are totally out. Like, I see nip and everything.
Yeah, it's like a flesh-colored skin suit. Weird-looking thing.
I'm going to get you one for your birthday.
It's like a big onesie.
Well, so we're trying to wrap our heads around why he would be crass. So, as we said, Kanye said, quote, I... used to want to blank Kamala until she lost, and then he says, I don't F losers anymore. So he took that tweet down, and he said, the Democrats made me take the loser post down. Nah, I'm kidding. They don't control black people no more. And then he goes, Trump for life.
He wanted to have a situation with his wife and her mom, like all three
he
together.
He hashtagged Trump for life. Thank God.
So in another tweet, he said that Taylor Swift is the only person he's following on Instagram. Or whatever.
I did see where he X'd that X was the best place to wreck three companies at once. I don't know what that means, but he usually has these cryptic tweets. X's, if you will, from time to time. Like, man, accusing Adidas of ripping off his Yeezy still.
God. So I don't know what happened at the Grammys, but TMZ... they kind of did some fact-checking about this, and there were reports that Kanye and Bianca were escorted off the premises by the police at the Grammys, but TMZ said that's not true. They just walked the red carpet and left. They were just there for that moment.
Like, what did this chick... what was her thing before him? Like, I'd never heard of her before. That doesn't mean she was a nobody. I just don't keep up with all that.
I don't think she was famous. I think the only thing I know about her is she was like an architecture student or like a recent graduate or like something along those lines. I don't know how
she didn't dress like that prior to him, though.
No, That's why her dad is like livid, man. He's like, I don't get it. I feel like my daughter's being brainwashed. Plus, he's got to see pictures of her wearing this stuff. You know his buddies are saying, like, man, I didn't know they were that big. Dang.
God.
She's going to be a heartbreaker.
I mean, she's attractive and everything, but do you got to be naked everywhere?
Well, she's got to feel weird, like, being that way. Even if you're a woman and you look good and you got, like, great curves, you just got to feel weird.
Yeah.
Showing everybody. Now, we saw how mad the Australian chick got on social media because people were looking at her boobs. She's got, like, big G boobs.
Really?
Men and women.
What's
were both.
What's the G stand for? Oh, the size.
Goofy.
Oh.
They probably are.
Like, OG. Like.
Goofy boobs.
Gosh, look how big my hooters are.
Goofy boobs.
Damn.
That's where I am.
So they showed this on TV, though? Like, on ABC or whatever?
That I don't know.
God.
I don't think they made it that far, right? Mm-hmm. Like, on the carpet.
Wow. That's
weird. He's not, I mean, is he... He would probably make it somewhere being broadcast, but he's not up for a Grammy on anything, so why would they?
Thank God there's no testicle cleavage like you have with breasts. Could you imagine how awkward that would be? Some of the stuff we would have to wear that women with cleavage wear just to see our nuts.
Like, we'd just leave the barn door open.
Yeah, I'd be uncomfortable. Even the ones with the chicks now that have the underboob out, like the only support you get is over the top, but the under's hanging out. You imagine under your nuts hanging out?
The best thing a woman can wear that is so sexy is chaps. By Ralph Lauren?
No. Yeah, the polo.
The shirt, I don't even know what you call it, but it's a long sleeve shirt that tucks into the pants and is also, it fastens in the crotch.
And it goes I've seen high, that.
Sun, God dang it.
Like kind of like Borat's bikini.
I think it's like, yeah, maybe.
Will you tuck it into the pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nice.
Oh, God.
Well, I guess to go to the bathroom. It's like a onesie for women.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't think you wear underwear with it, though, do you? It'd be
that
too
would
much
be cumbersome.
Down there.
You'd have to, right? Because, you know, you want some protection.
I just want to see if I can open one of those with my mouth.
If you come unbuttoned. Well, the way it snaps is so you can go potty in the bathroom. You have to take your clothes off.
If you wear a pantsuit, you got to go butt naked, which you should go anyway.
Why? You got to strip down?
Yeah, because there's no... The pantsuit, like the whole thing. Like,
so as far as your man outfit, and I said chaps, that doesn't... You know, you wouldn't have it that way.
Or I mean, a romper.
It would be like... It would be crotchless underwear for dudes, basically.
Well, if you wear them long enough, they become that
your
way.
Testicles.
It's just a skirt at that point.
Dangling.
A skirt is crotchless underwear.
It really is. There used to be somebody who worked here that would wear a kilt quite often.
Now, if there was a service, would you have those parts waxed or would you shave?
You got to have some kind of protection.
Because that would be painful. I think.
Just like you have to agree, if you're in a relationship, one of you has got to have some hair.
No, what do you mean?
Not necessarily.
I mean, like, it's the only way it's going to work. One of you has to have... You can't, you got to have a rug on the floor every so often, right? Like,
no.
You can't just be running across bald-ass floors
just
at the same time.
Down.
You will.
You're risky business.
Is that the deal? It has to.
You rub your feet raw, you get rash.
I don't know.
Does somebody have hair? You both can't be bald as a baby's ass.
Well, but what if you're, like, how did they do it in the 70s and not get, like, attached like Velcro?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
Or, like, start, like, shocking each other because of all the electricity.
Are you kind of curious what that would be like for at least a little bit?
No.
Once.
I wish I'm not going to say this because that's really weird.
If you're, like, is there, like, you're going to feel like you look like Gene Shalit.
Don't you like walking through the woods before you get to a nice little spot?
Yeah, but not a jungle.
I happen to like furry men. I had one.
What the?
He almost won that hairy chest contest. I think he did on the boat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the people that dress up in the outfits.
No.
Okay.
Because they start that in high school, even, I've heard.
Yes.
But I kind of want it clean down there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's your job.
No. It's not my job to shave you. Do you really want me with a razor in my hand touching your junk? Do you trust me that much?
No.
I hope so. I'm not going to cut you, but.
I wouldn't use a straight razor on it, to be honest with you.
Oh, I would. No.
I feel
kidding.
It now.
I'm kidding.
They just get one of those things. Whatever they
do.
Use.
To... Oh, like the barber little
sharpening stone.
Rag.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
the like strap?
Leather, yeah. It's like a belt. They're sitting there sharpening it on.
Come on, Barbs. Right, what is it?
All right, take Barbs? A deep breath. It's going to hurt you a
Monday.
Lot more
They're
than me.
They're all in the bed.
Yeah, they don't work on Sundays and Mondays, right?
Mondays and Sundays are like, barbers are like, kiss my ass. I ain't doing nothing on Tuesday.
I don't know if I'm going to get into the Brazilian type thing. I'll do a bikini wax, but I don't think I'll do the other one.
Yeah. No, you got to. You can't pick and choose.
I can.
If somebody comes in, looks like they got, buckwheat in a headlock or a leg lock, you got to work it out.
I'm fast.
Are you talking about, do women? Oh, I shouldn't ask that. Do women have airy? I can't say that.
Do they have chest removal?
No.
Is there a way you can mask it somehow?
Nipples?
Nope. I'm not going to say it. You're not going to get me.
I'll shave.
Will you wax the crack?
I don't think that's a service that, as far as liability and health reasons.
That'd be all I would
do. I don't want to touch that area with hot wax.
You bleach things?
Oh yeah, I'll bleach.
Wait a minute. You bleach it, but you won't wax.
I will not do that, though, because of the liability.
Has a water gun from across the room. It's a Clorox in it.
Because with that area, with the products
I'm going to try to make you laugh. Bing, there, got you.
Split them.
I don't think I want to do that, but I'll do your chest. I'll wax your chest like 40-year-old virgin.
I mean, I feel like anybody could do that to themselves. Like, they're going to you because, they got the intimates they can't reach. They're like, hey, I need you to help me out.
I'm not going to do the other one because of liability.
Well, what if I sign a waiver?
Will you wax my ear hole?
Sure.
Close.
Yeah. I'd like to have that done for real. I think it would help with hearing. I'm not even joking.
But you got
to
get one of those burning candles.
But you got to have some hair in your ear because of the...
Hair grows in weird places
when you get older. What is that called? That there's some kind of little things that are supposed to be in the hair that keeps your...
what is it?
I don't know. It's called. There's something that's in the ear hair that is very
equilibrium.
It's got something to do with that.
It's better to have it in the ear than on the ear.
Yeah. I can't remember. I don't know. It's been a while.
It'll come to you later.
Yeah.
You do a little short.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. All right.
Antigens?
Antigens?
I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know what that is. But you probably do, and that's probably right. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We still got birthdays and suckets and all kinds of stuff to do. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
He just says it's really good, Paige.
I can't wait.
Josh, that boy says this is going to be a good call. So the pressure's on, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why is this? I'll just treat this as normal. What's going on? What did you call for?
Well, all right. Basically, my wife's best friend and her husband, well, so our friends, you know, I guess you'd say, have been having a hard time getting pregnant. You know, it happens. Unfortunately, they found out that it was his problem. He's the reason.
Oh, well. Damn.
You know, they're real great together. They're
it sucks either way.
Or nothing.
No. I feel, yeah, though, as with a... Well, I can only say this as a man, obviously, but, like, I feel as though when that happens, when your health is causing it not to be possible on one side or the other, like, I feel as though it would be a harder time for a man. But I'm saying that as a man.
Why, though?
I mean, because you're looked at, like, that's what you're there to do, to spread the seed.
It's a blow to the ego.
It's you can't birth a child. That's all you...
Well, but that's not, like... Yeah, I know. I'm saying it as a man through the eyes of a man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just thank the Lord that I could, because I have an awesome daughter and now an awesome grandson, that without these loins wouldn't have happened.
Do you really? Do men feel the same way as women do? Like, you have that need to have a baby?
I didn't, but glad I did.
Uh-huh.
But like, I will tell you, like I've told
you,
others, a child is not your legacy. You are your legacy. Now, I will say this.
Look.
Some more Hanson, everybody. It just scared me. Some Hanson popped back in. All right. So he can't, but she can.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
All right.
And they both want to.
So he's called infertile, or is he barren?
It's the same thing.
I don't know.
There's only one barren.
And being a very honest
boy
today. Is it the same?
Yeah.
Well, but barren seems, I know, president's son, but like, and also pizza.
You cannot procreate, so does infertile.
I know, but it's a harsh term. What would you say in societal standards today? You would say...
Babyless.
Like a woman who never married back in the day is an old maid, but now they are an independent woman who don't need no man.
See, that's a double standard. She's an old maid, but he's a swinging bachelor.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
the same way.
What would you... In today's standards, in the whole PC whatever, what do you say about a guy that's his situation?
I don't think it would ever come up.
Well, God, you're defeating my purpose.
That's not the same thing as saying a man is
impotent. If we were having this conversation off the air, impotent, is that it?
No, that means you can't fulfill a... erection. That's not...
Is that what that means?
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I thought impotent meant that you couldn't... have an emission, but the stuff wouldn't be in it.
Or you had like a low count.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to your call before you get frustrated and hang up too. what's the question?
So shooting blanks is what I would call it, first of all.
Okay. Okay.
No, not to be graphic.
Yeah, but the shooting makes me think of gun violence, so that's not cool.
Sure.
Okay. So That sucks. Anyway, I really suck. I'm not making light of the situation. That does suck. It really does.
Now, I would never say shooting blanks to him.
Right. No.
For
right.
instance. Yeah. But anyway. they're not going to split over it or nothing. They're really good together. They're solid as a couple. But they did say that they were going to start looking for an anonymous donor until my wife talked him into, maybe using me as it wouldn't be anonymous. Obviously, they know me pretty well. But little did I know they've been having these conversations for quite a while now.
Your wife brought it up?
Yeah, she's on board with it. She's on board with me being the donor.
Wow.
I'm sitting back. Like I said, they've been talking about it, the three of them together, without me for a while, and I just feel like I'm the only one not rushing into this.
That's weird.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Is it through in vitro fertilization, or is it going to be, are you going to have actual intercourse?
That is one of my concerns.
I'm pretty sure that it would be the in vitro.
Yes,
I did not say, okay, you go ahead.
You didn't.
I'll be right
when
back.
She mentioned that, I think me as a person, if this was being talked about, I think I would have at least made that joke, because I tend to make jokes when things are really deep and I'm trying to change the
If it course. Went down that way, I would imagine it would be very Handmaid's Tale-esque, where, the wife's in the room and this is like a process.
That's cuckolding.
Like, this is just like, this is what it is for a couple minutes and that's it.
Because let me.
Can't kiss.
How bad of an ego blow would it be for the other guy if you do it and you're just one and done and she's pregnant?
Well, hopefully, he's probably glad he don't want her to bang her four or five times. Right? Or make love to, pardon.
You are super seed.
Why'd you say bang? That sounds so violent.
It does.
Sometimes it's fun, though, right? So,
Yes.
So, God, man, that is... unless this is just... And trust me, the things I've seen and heard, and even from our callers as of late, the way people have relationships now, I got a big eye-opener with it with Tinder, with the women on there seeking out another man for their threesome and stuff like that.
Like, could be you.
Very odd, but I keep saying that over and over again this week. Whatever floats your boat is fine if it don't work for me. If it don't work for me, honey, then I ain't into it.
But the
whole thing about, like, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to be in vitro. She's not going to say, yes, go have sex with her. Oh, go. She just called. She's ovulating right now or whatever.
They have been spending a lot of money. So it is a concern either way what their decision would be. It does cost money to do the in vitro fertilization.
Do you get paid?
No, that's the point, is I probably would not get paid. And this is something that's left unsaid and, as far as I know, undiscussed, but I've been left out of these discussions.
That's screwy right there, man.
So yeah. You might not even agree to it.
No. Yeah, I am undecided for sure.
And how comfortable are you to go to a doctor, use some porno, and do that at a doctor's office?
Because
that's what you have to do.
I'll be doing it in the lobby.
No.
I could do that, and that wouldn't be necessarily a big problem for me. Okay. If I was also another concern, is am I on the hook for anything down the road?
I thought you might get offended.
You would be the same thing as a surrogate. You would remove yourself from their family.
Yeah, but there's been...
I should be, but we know these people, right?
Yeah, like down the road, if they were to...
anonymous.
They were to split, like maybe, I mean, again, I'm not making light of the situation, but maybe like the kid grows up and they're all happy or whatever, and then the dad starts to get feeling down or whatever. He's like, God, that's not really my son and all this stuff, and then they cause problems.
Constant
get marital problems.
Yep.
He leaves, and then she's like, hey, Josh, remember me? This kid needs some money.
Or what if she's like, this is a good looking kid, I want another one, let me call Josh and see what he's got going on.
And then word starts to spread, her other barren, I can't say that, incompetent, whatever you say, potent,
yeah,
impotent,
something like that.
Shooting he's laughing, he's going through this tough time and I'm making him laugh. God, I feel like this is going to sound crass. I would do that as a last resort if they get to the point where they can't find. But then again, I would. When you get an anonymous donation, you're still going to be able to look at their.
I don't know.
DNA to kind of like to no. see. You the would DNA. Because of. Now, again, I'm walking into this blind right now, but I would say you absolutely would be told
from
that.
From a sperm bank?
Yes, because of...
characteristics, maybe, of a donor.
Not, I'm saying, like, I'm just going to say what I'm thinking. If you're, let's say, a black woman, and you go in there and you get a sample, and it's from a white dude, like, they're going to tell you that. I think they have to.
Yeah, they'll tell you traits and characteristics.
Okay, so that's the same thing as race.
It's not like you're randomly getting a vial.
I think you get to pick.
See, but that's the problem in the world today. I would pick a black woman. A simple question like that, I had to just beat around the bush.
I think there's a catalog where you can look at their pictures at least to see.
That would be weird. I don't photograph well.
But you know what, dude? If this was, like I said, essentially your wife's idea, I feel like you're kind of pigeonholed here.
Also, well, the fact you say they were talking about this for... Can you hold on a second, Josh?
Sure.
Okay, hold on one second. We got to go to break. If you have to, we'll talk to him off there. But this is into some deep talking here. If you're... on one hand, what an honor it would be if someone says, hey... we like the way you look. I think you're going to live a long life. We'd like you to make another one of you for us.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a nice compliment.
We want a kid that also wears shorts every day.
As long as
so, we don't know if he has kids or if he wants to have kids with his wife.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Five. The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down! Oh, break it down live from ColoRobert.com studios here in Greenville. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on the 3rd of February. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
This might be one of the rare occasions where we don't have music for anybody.
What?
Why? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Like, people, like, non-musicians seem to have birthdays today. I could probably get a place on for one, but let's start with Isla Fisher, who used to be married to Sacha Baron
Cohen. They're not married anymore?
Nah, I think they got a divorce.
I always thought she was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. She was, you know, nuts and Wedding Crashers.
Yes, that's it.
That was great.
I'm going to say she is 47.
48.
She's 49 years old today. Almost a big one.
Almost there.
This gentleman is Willow. He's also Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter.
Oh man, I don't know any of those.
And he was the leprechaun. At 3'6", Warwick Davis.
Oh.
He was in Willa.
I
don't either.
He's also an Ewok.
65.
I will go lower. 57.
You definitely know him if you saw him. Warwick Davis is 55 years old today.
Oh.
Okay.
Did he play for Florida State?
That was Warwick Dunn.
Ah, shoot. From the band Brooks and Dunn?
No, excuse me, that was Peter Warwick. I told you the wrong one.
Oh, yeah, damn it. Yeah. We both screwed it up. Peter Warwick. Dionne Warwick.
Different genre.
Lord have mercy.
She was Dr. Abby Lockhart on ER, numerous other shows, including News Radio and The Affair.
You loved News Radio.
It was a fun show, man. Ew, like Phil Hartman made it.
He's funny.
It was my first look into the business. Then when I got into it, I'm like, is it going to be like that?
Nope.
No. Maura Tierney.
Yep.
She's on Law & Order right now. She's the lieutenant on regular Law & Order.
I'll go whatever Paige says plus two.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's right. Pressure's on.
She started on Family Ties.
As what?
She was a friend of Justine Bateman. I forgot her name. But
oh.
She had a couple guest spots on there.
Tried to mess with Alex P. Keaton. You know what the P stood for, didn't
63. I may be wrong.
63? Mm-hmm. That would make me go 65. I'm going to go minus two and go 61.
Oh, you should have given minus one more. It's a big one for Maura Tierney.
Big 60.
Big 60.
Damn.
Well, hell.
Maura Tierney.
You know this...
Rob Inario loves her. Anything really that gets Maura Tierney, he's fine with it.
You know this guy from movies like The Birdcage? Many other movies.
It's like you can't think of another one.
I can't really. Does a lot of Broadway stuff. Very famous.
Oh, I like him. Nathan.
Nathan Lane. It is Nathan Lane's birthday. He's named after a road.
Yes. Cousins of Fred Lane of Carolina Panthers fame.
Really is.
Nathan Lane.
I'll say one more than what Matt Mann says.
Oh. What he's going to say?
62.
69 for Nathan Lane.
Is he...
He's up there.
Is he homosexual?
I don't know if it's confirmed, maybe. If it's not, he's a great actor, which he is either way. But
yeah.
Does a lot of Broadway.
I might have to ask. I don't know how you would Google that.
I know. It's like, and I'm not saying it hatefully. I said, I think he's gay.
Without being targeted.
I know. It's like, there should be a website. If I can go find out how much their wealth is or how much they're worth, I shouldn't find out their sexual preference as well, maybe.
Like, you think they'd throw it out there?
You just put a little, this is, you know how they'll put the little mark on there, this is a so-and-so owned company, you know?
He is gay, said he told his mother when he was 21 years old that he was gay.
Okay. It's got to really be, and I mean this with like a little fun, but like it's got to be tough to be a straight guy on Broadway, because the assumption is you're not.
I mean, I assume.
Isn't that right?
Brishnikov with all the ballet dancers. You have all these women at your disposal.
Right, but not. He's not. Brishnikov's not singing. And
was he?
No.
No, he's a dancer.
He can. I didn't know if he's doing both.
Well, Wayne Gretzky can rap.
Okay. But he's not as cute as Brishnikov, so I won't.
Bull crap. No. You Russian sympathizer.
Morgan Fairchild.
What the hell?
Oh, I used to want to lay down with her so much when I was a...
What about now?
Whatever happened to her? I mean, she just kind of fell off the...
Well, it's that thing with Hollywood where you know... Joan Crawford changed it from 25 to 40.
I won't.
And then...
No more wire hangers.
She's like, yeah, well, oh, I can't work anymore. Well, I'm gonna invest in Coca-Cola, and I'm gonna be a businesswoman. Businesswoman. She showed their ass. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Pretty lady.
Morgan Fairchild. Gosh.
What show was she famous for?
Knott's Landing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. I put it.
Not Balloon Knott's Landing, the spinoff.
No, that one was only on like. Number two seasons. 71. I feel like she's already hit 70 before.
I think she's older than that. 75.
It is a big one. It's 75 years old for Morgan Fairchild. What is that? Some kind of anniversary? Birthday?
75th.
Yeah, I don't know. What.
I got to see what she looks like now. I got to put in 2025 after her name on Google Image.
I think she still looks good.
This lady has a famous daughter.
Damn.
She's famous too. She still look good.
In that Dolly Parton kind of way.
Okay.
You know.
You really got to spell her last name out, because you can't just like shorten it and put it into the Google.
Fairchild?
Yeah. Well, you couldn't say F Child, just to like shorten the characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Get on the list. Blythe Danner. She was Robert De Niro's wife in the Focker movies. Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
That's right.
They look alike.
81?
82.
Paige is killing it. 82 years old today. This gentleman here, this surprised me. Really did.
I believe you. I just flipped her screen to see if she was cheating.
She'll show you.
I think she's still beautiful this day.
I just say in that Dolly Parton way. In a way where I respect her beauty, but I want to bang her.
Like do something, like smooch her
a little
bit? Nothing
like that. Just like I respect your beauty.
Got her hand somewhere?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, I like it when they age gracefully like that, and she's pretty.
Yeah, and not just like that. Yeah. Try to keep looking like that's not, no, it's not truthful, it's not real, and no one believes it.
Mm-mm.
This gentleman here has been on the show at least a couple of times. He was even a guest on our football show back in the day. Hall of Fame quarterback, made a lot of money in business. Former Georgia Bulldog. Former Minnesota Viking.
Fran Tarkenton.
It is Fran's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money in business. A
lot of money.
Not as much as Staubach made in real estate, but still pretty close. I think Rogers is the most money-making ex-player ever.
Jesus, yes. Yeah, big time. He owned half the insurance company, too.
Franny.
What would you say, Paige? Because you've been on it. I don't know why I'm even trying to guess.
I don't know. 83?
84.
Oh, bump me up one more. Frank Tarkenton's 85 years old today.
Damn.
That's really all we got, man. No happy heavenlies of note. Nothing.
Hey, do you remember Roman Gabriel that played for the Rams back in the
70s? Yeah.
Does his grandson play? There was a guy the other day I saw, and his last name was Gabriel, and I'm like, God, what are... Because everybody's kids or grandkids played. Like, they just encouraged them. Don't go to...
Wow, I did not know that.
Is it really him?
Dylan Gabriel for the Oregon Ducks.
Wow, that's
his
cool.
grandson. Did not
God.
Know that.
Wow, a legacy.
Look at that.
I did not know that. I can see it
just
now.
You're on fire today, smarty pants.
No, I saw it, and I was like...
Go away.
I swear, I didn't know it. I was like...
Hang on.
Oh.
Now, see, this says they're not related, but something
what?
Else says they are.
He looks just like it.
I don't know.
And his last name's Gabriel, and he plays football. I mean, what are the odds?
When you go to the internet, you're supposed to get a definitive answer. Not left with more questions.
Sometimes, though, here, I've noticed on the Google, it doesn't give us that comprehensive AI thing the way the home computer does. I think they do that to us on purpose. So they don't want us to, like, just regurgitate bullcrap, which I think is a great idea.
Controlling the information.
Well, you're going to have everybody just saying the same thing, and they don't know if it's real or not. It's just a summary. Like, look up your own source.
Yeah, really.
Wear them wide leg pants.
Put your research in.
Today was good. Today was fine. Today was good.
It was good. Good kickoff.
It was good for Monday.
It was good for Monday. It's Super Bowl week. I thought it was Daytona week. I was texting Jug. I was like, hey, you want to come in? He's like, you know, I don't race till the next week. I was like, what, do you want to come in the next week then?
Hell yeah.
So he'll be a week from today, Jug will be in.
Got to get his season kickoff going.
Got to get him to sign the wall again.
Are we picking that game?
The Super Bowl? I'd rather pick the winner of the Daytona race.
Okay, that'd be funner. I agree.
The Xfinity Series, too.
I agree.
I'm going to go with Blaney then, since he almost won the Clash last night at a track that's way too short for NASCAR to be racing on.
Who do you like in the Cup, though? Or in Nextel?
So, you mean like the NASCAR Cup for the whole season?
No, for the for Daytona, pardon me.
Probably Blaney. He's pretty hot off the, you know, almost won the championship last year. He's pretty good at carrying the momentum over season to season.
Chase Elliott.
Yeah, he won last night. He looked pretty good, too. On a track they had no business racing at.
He's going to start making his daddy jealous.
I mean, he's already NASCAR's most popular driver.
Oh, I mean, like, shockingly, like, leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's good, you know, when he's on. Just had a rough couple years.
Yeah.
It happened.
Broke his leg. Quit skiing, Chase.
No kidding. You got a lot on the line. You do that crap after you retire.
Yeah.
That's what they tell football players.
Alex Bowman broke his back. Like, quit racing everything else.
Yeah. How did Brian Greasy break his arm at time?
Had he tripped over his dog, right? Or was it washing his car? It was one of the two.
But he was really drunk and fell down steps, I thought. Somebody
that
was washing their truck and...
Jeff Kent.
He baseball,
was washing, yeah.
And fell off his truck and... Car wash and broke his leg or broke his arm.
I think Greasy tripped over his dog.
Errors.
Hey, we love laughing at broken bones. Have a good day. Wash your hands. Out of order a little bit. God bless America is good. Thank you.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yes. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.